Have you not seen those who were told to restrain their hands from fighting, establish salah, regular prayers, and pay zakah, regular charity? Now, when at length they are commanded to fight, lo, a group of them fear people as they should have feared Allah, or even more than that, and they say, Our Rabb, why have you ordered us to fight? Could you delay its implementation for a while? Tell them, the enjoyment of this worldly life is short. Life of the hereafter is much better for those who fear Allah. And rest assured that you will not be wronged equal to the fiber of a date stone. As for death, no matter where you may be, death is going to reach you, even if you are in fortified towers. When such people are blessed with some benefit, they say, This is from Allah. But if they suffer a loss, they say, This is because of you. O Muhammad, tell them, everything is from Allah. What is the matter with these people that they do not understand a word? Whatever benefit comes to you, O people, it is by Allah's grace. And whatever loss you suffer, it is by the result of your own doings. We have sent you, O Muhammad, as a Rasul to mankind. Allah is your all-sufficient witness. Anyone who obeys the Rasul, in fact, obeys Allah. As for those who pay no heed, they should know that we have not sent you as a taskmaster over them. They will say, We are at your service. Yet when they leave, some of them meet together secretly at night to plot against you. Allah notes down all their plots. Therefore, leave them alone and put your trust in Allah. Allah is your all-sufficient trustee. Why don't they research the Quran? Don't they realize that if it was from someone other than Allah, they would find many discrepancies in it? Whenever they hear news of peace or of danger, they spread it quickly. But if they would report it to the Rasul and to the responsible people in the community, it would come to the knowledge of those who could draw the right conclusions. If it had not been for Allah's grace and mercy, all of you, with the exception of a few, would have followed Shaitan. Therefore, O Muhammad, fight in the path of Allah. You are accountable for no one except yourself. Urge the believers to fight. It may be that Allah will overthrow the might of the unbelievers, for Allah is the strongest in might and severe in punishment. Anyone who intercedes for a good cause shall have a share in it, and anyone who intercedes for an evil cause shall also get a share in its burden. Allah has control over everything. When anyone greets you in a courteous manner, let your greetings be better than his, or at least return the same. Allah keeps account of everything. Allah, there is no God besides Him. He will certainly gather you all together on the day of resurrection. There is no doubt in it. And who can be more truthful in His words than Allah?